Let's go on to the next set of goals. The next set are called things goals. Thing goals are just things that you want to have, do, be, create. And what they are is they can be materialistic if you want. And, you know, a lot of people are hung up about that. Why is it that people allow themselves to have emotional abundance, spiritual abundance, sometimes relationship abundance, but cut it off in the era of financial? It's because a lot of us have negative neuroassociations that if we have money, boy, we're being selfish. Well, the bottom line is we're going to talk about that when we talk about unleashing your financial genius. But money is no different than anything else in your life. You should deserve to have an abundance of it as much as you do an abundance of energy or an abundance of love or an abundance of contribution. So please create for yourself now, starting with thing goals. What are some of the elements you'd really like to have in your life? And we're going to do this very quickly. And I want you to let your imagination go wild. Go nuts. If there were no limits economically, what are some of the things you'd like to do? What are some of the things you'd like to have in your life? And maybe many of these have nothing to do with personal development. They're just pure pleasure. That's okay. That's fine. Again, imagine if you were a little kid again and there were no limits. What are some of the things you'd have, do, and create in your life? Write them down starting now, and it's anything you want to have, do, or create in your life between now and the next 20 years. We're going to give you about 2.5 minutes to be able to do this, to make your list of thing goals. So go for it now. While you're doing this, just let your mind go free. Just write as rapidly as you can. Again, don't stop. If you're writing down cars, for example, don't write it in detail. Don't write 560 SEL, Mercedes, Benz, blue and gold. Just write 560 SL. You know what it means. And get to the next one quickly. You want a yacht? Where else do you want a home besides where you are now? Do you want to build a home? Do you want to race camels between the pyramids of Egypt with your best friend and win? What are some of your nitty-gritty goals? What are some of those things that people said, oh, you'll never have that? Do you want a helicopter? A jet plane? Do you want to create your own music studio? Do you want a separate little cottage to escape to? Or a beach house? Or a beach condo? Do you want a little sailboat you can escape with? Would you like to own an island in the Pacific? Or maybe a timeshare in the Pacific? You know, what would you really like to have? What are some of your thing goals? Are there some concerts you want to go to? Some plays? Some movies? Are there some things you want to give your kids? What would you like to give your kids? Do you want a butler? Do you want a maid? Do you want somebody who'll cook great meals for yourself and your family? Do you want a gardener? You want to own an airplane? Okay, so now that you've got this list of thing goals, hopefully you got a lot. And by the way, how do you feel about those? If you had all those things in your life, would that be kind of fun? And you say, yeah, to say the least. Well, great. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do now with this list of thing goals exactly what we did with those personal development goals. I want you to go one by one, and next to each one, write down when are you absolutely committed to having these things in your life by? Within 1 year? Within 3 years, within 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. Do that very quickly right now. And again, while you're doing this, remember, you may not know how you're going to do it. I had no idea when I set goals for myself how I was going to accomplish most of them. And the timeline seemed unreasonable. What matters is not whether or not you know how yet, not whether the timeline is reasonable, but whether or not you're absolutely committed to having these goals happen. The more committed they are, the sooner you'll probably get them. Okay, now that you've done that, we'll do the third step, just like, again, we did with the personal development goals. I want you to go through this list and look at the things you're committed to having in your life within 1 year or less. And I want you to pick the three that are most important to you, the three that would really drive you, that would really get you excited, get you a bit passionate about really working hard and making things happen, because you could have these neat things in your life too. So I want you to do that right now. What are the top three out of your whole list? And then again, write them down on a separate page in your success journal. And under each one, I want you to write, why are you absolutely committed to having these things be in your life within 1 year? Again, so you're going to pick your top three one-year thing goals, things you want to have in your life or do in your life. And why are you absolutely committed? Write a paragraph. Why are you absolutely committed to having these things be in your life within 1 year? Go for it. You've got 5 minutes. Quickly. Remember on this, purpose is stronger than objects. So know why you want to do these things, why you want to have these things in your life. It's not just to have the things, it's the feelings you think you'll get from them. What will it mean? What will you be able to share? How much fun will it create for you? Okay, now that you've accomplished this, you now should have two sets of goals. One set that are personal development oriented, mental, emotional, social, spiritual types of goals, physical goals. And you've got three of those that you're committed to achieving within the next year that you're inspired about, and you've got strong reasons that have made them real. You should also now have three thing goals, things you want to do or have in your life within 1 year that you're equally inspired about.